Praised be Jesus and Mary. Around the pool near the sheep gate, we're told that there were large numbers of blind and lame and paralyzed people. And these are the same ailments that many Catholics and other Christians suffer from, spiritual blindness, because they can't see where Jesus is leading them or where we should go in life. Lameness and paralysis, because we can see, but we have difficulty walking along the path of perfection, that our Lord has called us to. During this Lenten season, let us ask Our Lady and our Lord, to cure us. Let us hear Jesus asking the question that he puts to the paralytic. Do you want to be well? Do we truly want to be well? Total healing that only Jesus can give. Healing of soul, which is freedom from sin and a deeper relationship with our Lord. That comes through the sacrament of reconciliation. Comes through a life conformed to the teachings of our Lord. Jesus comes to us precisely when all other human solutions have failed. Therefore, let us never give up hope. Our Lord, expects us to trust in him. Some people just seem overwhelmed with the demands that our Lord asks of us, to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, and to die to self every day, to give up our sins. We turn to Our Lady to help us. Our Lord does expect us to trust him and to not surrender to bitter failures, those setbacks and discouragement. Notice that Jesus wastes no time. He tells the lame man, rise, pick up your mat and walk. And the man is immediately cured and walks away. And later on, Jesus tells the man to complete his healing by abandoning a life of sin. Jesus tells us in confession to go in peace, our sins are forgiven. But he wants us and demands of us that firm purpose of amendment to sin no more, and thereby to bring our body and our spirit into harmony. So we ask our Lord to do the same for us as he did for the man in today's gospel, to make us well.